We're running a little late here, so we'll get underway. It's our pleasure to be in Wenatchee for the March meeting of the Washington Fish and Wildlife Commission. And we will get underway with item number four, which is commissioner's discussion. I'll open it up to my colleagues. Anything that you want to talk about for the good of the order?
Hey.
Yes.
Well, I just want to offer my gratitude and thanks to the hard work of the wildlife program staff. We have a lot of material that we needed to go through since we're looking at the three-year package and rule updates. And we had a long time to go through that material because staff was so efficient at getting it out to us. So my thanks, and I think I probably can offer that thanks from the commission.
Yes, Dave.
I was invited to attend a meeting in Ellensburg on Wednesday that was the Yakima Basin Enhancement Work Group, and it was a real eye-opener on the amount of work that's being done in the Yakima Basin and on the Tianaway Wildlife Area, which is a major acquisition by the department. Amazing number of partnerships at work there, an astonishing amount of work being done, incredible amounts of money being raised, over $30 million has been acquired for the project just in this biennium, and also learned of some other partnerships that we can make moving forward on the work we're being done on the Upper Columbia Fish Management Plan. So it was an excellent meeting, and I made some great contacts that we can work with coming down the road.
Is that an enhancement group? Is that like an REFEG, Regional Fish Enhancement Group?
It's much more broad. The stakeholders, say from the recreational community and forestry, the reclamation district, the irrigation district. You know, there's a lot of water and water use issues there that they're dealing with, and tremendous broad restoration projects. A lot of fish passage barrier work. The list goes on and on. It was very fascinating.
Thank you. Jay?
Yeah, we held a wildlife committee meeting this morning. I'm just kind of reporting out on that. We had basically three things we discussed. One was primitive weapons, just the whole concept of where do we, how far do we take it to allow, you know, improvements to primitive weapons, primarily muzzle loaders and bows. And the discussion fell mostly around the 209 primer decision that will be coming later. I think that's in April. But we'll be hearing more about that in front of the full commission. Talking about how seasons are set to provide advantage to primitive weapons. So as primitive weapons increase success, we might need to take a look at that. But for the most part, just a good discussion around primitive weapons. We also discussed hunting opportunity, general discussion just on the concept that our mandate it tells us to maximize hunting and fishing opportunity, which is not necessarily harvest. That was the main point that we were kicking around, that is that still a direction the commission feels is appropriate to go? And of course, we don't make decisions in committee land, but just good discussions about our mandates and are we still in line with them and still recommend them. And then another discussion under commissioner activities came up that the numbers of the wolves appear to be a little bit down this year in terms of the growth of the wolf populations, not necessarily so on the Colville Reservation, but in the other outside areas. And, you know, something about, you know, the public needs to understand that's not the end of the world either. Because wolf numbers are lower, that doesn't mean they're not still growing, that we aren't still looking towards recovery at some point. So just a good discussion about that. And that was the three things we covered.
Okay. Any?
Let's do the fish policy here.
Okay.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Last night, the Fish Committee met with staff, and the only item on the agenda was the Columbia River Policy Review. And the staff did a great job putting together the document of 80-some pages, which we got on Wednesday. And I don't think any of us in the, around the table had had a chance to totally review that, so we kind of had to skip around and move this over here and put it on hold. But it's a work in progress, and we're going to stay the course on that, and we'll be talking about it again in the near future. If I left anything out, anybody from the Fish Committee have any comments that we're moving ahead?
Keogh didn't have any comments.
Oh, wait, wait. He'd come out. Yeah.
Mark him down.
My bad. I feel terrible.
You kept him out late, Kim.
Anything else for discussion? I went to the governor's executive order kickoff on killer whales the other day, and a lot of staff and folks were there, Jeff and deputy director and a lot of people. But it was a very interesting, very impressive venue. I mean, that I'd never been to where that was done, but it's a very impressive place to go if you're ever in that part of Seattle. But good event, got a lot of press. Joe's remarks were outstanding as usual. So, that's it. Anything else? No. Okay, then we will go into meeting minute approval. Any additions, input on the minutes?
I move to approve the March 2nd, 2018 Fish and Wildlife Commission conference call minutes as submitted.
Motion's been made. There's a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor of approval of minutes, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Minutes are approved.